10 questions that count. Get out your census forms. Almost everyone should have gotten one in the mail by now. We've been talking about how a full count for your neighborhood helps to maximize federal money flowing to your schools and other services and maximizes your representation in Congress. And they say the 10-question form should only take 10 minutes to fill out. But a few questions can be confusing, and you have to fill out. I only learned this morning. You have to fill out 7 of the 10 in order to have your form counted. So get out your census form. I mean it. Go to that shelf where you throw the mail to be dealt with later. And I think it's right there. Right there. You see? Is that it? Under your cable bill and that credit card offer. And, uh-oh, is that a jury duty summons? Anyway, get out your census form because we have with us now an actual flesh-and-blood census official who will talk us through the form and take your questions about it. She is Allison Sinak, Assistant Regional Manager for the U.S. Census Bureau for our area. Hi, Allison. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me here.
And listeners, I have some questions for Allison, but this is really for you. So if you have any questions at all about how to fill out your census form, our phones are open for you at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And you can also post on our site, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. But the quickest way in right now is by phone, 212-433-WNYC. Go get your census form. If you have any questions about it, we have Allison Sinak here to answer them, 212-433-9692. And while people's calls are coming in, I was talking to another census official this morning, and she told me that you have to fill out 7 of the 10 questions in order for your household to be counted in the census. That's true?
That's correct.
And do you know which 7? Because a lot of people may not want to give their phone number, for instance. Some don't want to give their name. Some don't want to give their race. Is there a particular 7 that need to be included?
Yeah, we basically want to concentrate on questions 1, 2. We want to also concentrate on really provide information for 5.
And I'll linger here for a minute. 1 is how many people were living or staying.
That's correct.
In this place. 2, were there any additional people staying here? That's just to make sure you get
everybody. We've captured everyone.
And question 5, which is the name.
That's correct. Right. We would like to get the name of respondents in case we have to go back to the household, in case we want to make sure that we're at the right household and we can get everyone there.
But if I fill in, okay, there are 4 people living in this household, but I don't list the names, my home isn't going to be counted?
No, we're not saying that your home is not going to be counted, but we would prefer to have the names on the roster so that we know that who the persons who are living there, and we have information.
So it is or it isn't?
It is important.
Now I'm getting conflicting information from 2 different census officials. It is or it isn't?
It is. We would consider it important.
You would?
Yeah.
You would. Okay. So those are the important ones, 1 and 2 and 5. Mm-hmm. And what else were you going to single out there? Anything?
We would definitely like to know the sex and the age.
Okay. And it asks both the age and the birthday. So
that's
the
correct.
Age on April 1st.
Right.
And then the actual birth date.
That's correct.
Why both of those things?
The reason being that we want to know, that information would give us demographics. And then we can use the birth date as a sort of a verification process. Okay?
All right. And I guess it also helps you distinguish between people.
That's correct.
Right?
Juniors, seniors.
You could have 2 24-year-olds.
Right. That's correct.
And they might have the same last name, whatever, but you're going to make sure that they're different by looking at the dates of birth.
That's correct.
Unless they're twins. George in York, Pennsylvania. Hi, George. You're on WNYC.
Yes, I have a question about the counting of college students.
Mm-hmm.
Students live in a dormitory, but they're home most of the time. And if federal dollars flow according to my answers on the census, I want to count them as living at home.
Okay. But the census requires that you would count them at the dormitory, because the federal dollars also would flow to the dormitory. And we do have a special enumeration process for counting students at the dormitory. which goes on.
I want them counted in my hometown where the dollars are needed, not in the town where they go to school a few months a year.
I don't
agree with that. I don't want to answer that way.
I do understand, you know, everybody tends to look at they want the dollars come towards their community, but we also don't want to be counting people more than once. We want to count college students where they are.
And that's the law. I mean, that's not up to you. It's a policy question.
That's correct.
The students are going to be counted where they live if they live in a dorm. Is that determined by Congress?
Yes, those questions are determined by Congress. These questions go to Congress about 3 years before we actually do print the forms. So, yes, it is a policy. It's a matter of policy.
And some of the others in that, and if you have your forms, folks, and George, thank you for your call, look at question 10, which is really the salient one here. Does person one, or you go down for any of the people in the household, sometimes live or stay somewhere else? And some of the boxes that they give you to potentially check, in college housing is the first one, then in the military, at a seasonal or second residence, for child custody, in jail or prison. And that's a big issue because here in New York, most of the prisoners come from New York City, but they're housed in upstate counties where hardly anybody lives, but they count for representation in Congress purposes.
That's correct.
As residents of Seneca County or something like that.
And they also may receive services or whatever it is up there.
In a nursing home is another one, or for any other reason. Now, how do you know? Now, the question says sometimes live or stay somewhere else. If you live in college housing, then probably 8 months a year or so, you're living in the dorm. That's most of the time.
Right.
If you're full-time in the military, yes, you're out living in military housing. But what if you're in the reserves and maybe you're staying away, you know, a weekend a month and 2 weeks a year? You're sometimes staying away because you're in the military. Should you check that box?
No, you would check your home because you're basically live at home and you're just there sometimes. We basically are looking for the respondent to respond where they are most of the time. And if they're at their home most of the time, that's where we're going to be counting.
So that's a little confusing on the form because the question asks, does person one sometimes live or stay somewhere else? And sometimes does not clarify that do they most of the time stay somewhere else. So you're clarifying that for our listeners right now.
That's correct. That's correct. We are looking for, you should be living, we want you to be counted where you live most of the time.
Jean in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jean.
Oh, hi. This leads into just what you were talking about. I have a second home, and I got a form at my second home, and I didn't know how to fill it out because it really isn't clear. So I called the census, and the person I spoke to said, put down zero. Zero people live there, and send it back. And I asked her like three times. That's all I have to do. Yes. But now I'm hearing you're saying that you have to fill out seven questions or they won't count it. And I thought that somebody would want to know, you know, like who lives in this house. You know, is the house occupied and so on? Just, you know, in general, I thought that they would want that form, and this really should be clarified.
Right. We've heard of homeless people. Now we have peopleless homes.
Yeah.
But, Allison, can you clarify that?
Yes. So, Jean, you're saying that you live most of the time someplace else, but you have a second home.
Yeah, where I spend weekends and vacations. So it's a substantial amount of time.
Okay, and so you would want to be counted where you spend most of your time.
Yes.
So, yeah, right. You will complete the form for where you spend most of your time.
And don't complete the form for the other residents at all?
No, just as the person advised them to put zero because that was where this question number 10 would come in because she spends some time at that second home. So then she would not be counted at the second home and the first home. She would only be counted at the first home.
But the census, and thank you for your call, Jean, the census is counting people. But
that's
it sounds
correct.
Like it's also counting residences.
We're counting people where they live. The census is about counting people where they live. It's not only about a population count. We have to attach a geography to where they are.
But you're saying in these cases, because people may well get the census forms mailed to their several homes.
That's correct.
The answer is not to only return a census form from your primary residence. You do want them to return the census forms from the other residents, but write zero.
But right, yeah, that's correct.
And what does the census get from that zero?
They understand that this is not a residence that is used as a full-time residence.
And also maybe then you won't waste your energy sending census takers out
and
to that address
right,
to knock
they won't
on the door.
They won't fall back into that non-response pool, because if we do not respond, if we do not receive the questionnaire from the second household, we are going to assume that someone is living there and just didn't respond and have someone go out in May and knock on the door.
Your census form questions for Allison Sinek from the Census Bureau. Our lines are jammed, so now you can post them online. 212-433-WNYC is our phone number as people finish up, or go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. We'll get to as many as we can. Steve in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steve.
Hi, good morning. It's very telling that it took 3 years for Congress to get these confused questions on a census form. But that's not my point. My point is that there seems to be a contradiction. The census count is supposed to be effective the date of April 1st, and yet the forms and the instruction in the form, as you can see, there's an attachment or actually a sheet of paper that comes with it. It says, fill it out immediately and get it out to the Census Bureau. It is now not April 1st, and I'm not sure what this April 1st date has anything to do with it if, in fact, you're doing it earlier than that.
Very good question. That April 1st date is a date that we, if you were to freeze time, is the date that we would use as of. As of this date, what this is the population for the United States of America or for a particular state or county or whatever geography we're using. So, yes, we do have a census day, and that's a day that we wanted to say for census April 1st, 2010, this is the information as of this day. However, we would like you to get your questionnaires mailed back as soon as possible so that we can start looking to see who are the ones, doors that we may need to knock
on. So that slight risk of error, because anybody can drop dead tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
You needed to be reminded of that. Or, you know, your cousin might become homeless and move in with you
with
tomorrow.
You. That's right.
And that slight risk of error is acceptable. Better that you just mail in your form today.
That's right.
Barbara in New Paltz. You're on WNYC. Hi,
yes,
Barbara.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Okay.
So I go to the post office every day to pick up my mail at my P.O. box, and I'm looking for my census form. I called the phone number on the website yesterday to ask where mine was, and I was told that they're not delivered to P.O. boxes. And it was certainly delivered to our P.O. box in 2000, and this has been my husband's mailing address, the P.O. box, since, I think, 1955. So what's the story?
Okay, yeah, you're correct. We do not mail to P.O. boxes. We mail to a physical address.
Okay.
Did you say where you were calling from?
New Paltz, New York, in Ulster County.
Okay, in some counties, we do have enumerators deliver them. Depending on what area you are, but generally we do mail to a city-style address. It must be that 101 Main Street address,
okay.
Apartment,
we don't
A or B.
Have a mailbox at our physical address, and as I said, the census form has been delivered previously to the P.O. box address.
But not this year, you're
okay.
Saying,
that's
Allison,
right.
Correct?
I don't want a census taker knocking on my door, so where do I go to get a form?
You can go at this point in time to actually from tomorrow, from 3/19. We will be having Be Counted sites open. If you go on the website today, I think sometime today it's supposed to be up and ready, if not definitely tomorrow, www.census2010.gov, and put in the area that you're from, and you should be getting some information on where you can go pick up a Be Counted form from.
Now, you cannot fill out the form online.
No, you cannot fill out the form. No, you cannot.
Cannot submit it electronically.
But
you can download the form, print the form and mail it in?
You can pick up a form at a Be Counted site.
At a Be Counted site only. You cannot download
site.
The you cannot print the form from your computer and
that's
then send
correct.
It in the mail.
No.
You may not.
You may
not.
No, you may go to a Be Counted site. You can get that information if you go online, www.census2010.gov,
right.
And negotiate your way through to
okay.
Find
I will do that.
Out.
Barbara,
thank
by
you.
The way, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Are you listening to us from New Paltz on the web or on the radio?
On the web, on my computer. I can get you in some parts of my house, my home office, though, here in the basement. I listen online.
On AM or FM, can you get us a little bit?
I've never tried on any radio to reach the AM.
Okay.
I don't even know
got
the
it.
AM number.
Got
so
it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Marie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marie.
Hi, good morning. I have, I guess, two questions. The first one is I filled out the form last night, and it was surprisingly short. I thought that the census was this really long form that had all kinds of information about income and so on. So I'm wondering if you could just describe. I think this is the only form we're receiving, if you could just confirm that. And I'm just wondering where income and other type of data is gathered, if either of you know. And my second question is, the address on my form, the apartment number, was actually wrong. So I'm wondering, is there some way I can correct that would make sense?
Marie just wants to tell the government everything about herself.
Regarding your first question, you're correct, Marie. This is the first time that the census is actually doing the short form only. Traditionally, we have done a long form and a short form. But since 2000, we've separated out the long form into a survey called the American Community Survey. It's mailed out to household every month. And that's where, you know, maybe one of these days your household may fall into sample for that. However, for the 2010 census, we only have in the short form.
Okay.
And in terms of correcting your address, you could, if you have completed it, you could write on the envelope, update your correct apartment and mail it back.
Marie.
But thank you for filling out.
Really, thank you. And yes, you know, and believe it or not, Marie's question is a very common question that we're getting on our Facebook page right now. People really want good demographic information to be collected. At least our listeners do. So they're like, this is it. It's like name, address, and race, and that's all they want to know. And you know, people appreciate that good information is collected because it has so many uses. So it's the American Community Survey. There is no long form as we used to think of it anymore.
That's correct.
All right. Because some of the questions that are coming in online from our Facebook group or our website, Renata from Plainview says, I'm from Brazil. We speak Portuguese. I am always told to check Hispanic as my ethnicity, which isn't true because we don't speak Spanish. Any advice? We feel left out.
Renata, and for that question, Ed, you're going to have to make that decision. We try not to make that decision for you in terms of what your ethnicity is and your race.
Question 8 says, is person one of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, which actually includes anybody from Latin America and people from Spain, right?
Right.
So people from Spain, even though that's in Europe, are included in this because it's really a linguistic question.
Right.
But that goes to Renata's concern because she's from Latin America, but she speaks Portuguese. And yet she may consider herself Hispanic or Latino. And if she does.
If she does, it's up to the respondent.
Self-perception.
That's correct.
And then similarly, question 9, what is person one's race? And then it asks for person 2, et cetera.
Right.
And the choices are white, Black, African-American, or Negro, then American Indian or Alaska Native, and then it's got a lot of other particular nationalities, Asian Indian, Chinese, Filipino. These are really the Asian categories, right?
Yeah.
Native Hawaiian has its own box, Guamanian or Chamorro or Samoan or Vietnamese. So what if somebody's half and half? We had a caller yesterday for St. Patrick's Day when we were taking calls from Irish people.
Mm-hmm.
So we go, well, my mother, I think he said, is Irish, and my father's from Thailand. I said, well, what are you going to write down on your census form? He said, Tyrish.
Yeah, we leave it up to the respondent to self-identify, and we even have a category here where the person can write in some other race. So this is one of the suggestions from one of our advisory groups, and they have that option of writing in their race.
And Jane from Brooklyn asks, my son is studying in Canada. He's home May through August. Should I list him for the census? He's not an American right now, I think, for your purposes, because he's home less than 6 months
a year. However, is he coming back? He should be coming back, and he may be needing services as when he returns. So, you know, she has to make that determination as to when, what time is he returning? Is he going to be in Canada for the next 10 years?
If he's living in a dorm at McGill University in Montreal, should he be counted?
Not.
That is home in the United States?
According to our definition, no. However, would he be needing services later on for the next 10 years? Is he going to be back after 1 year or something of the sort?
Well, this is an interesting vagary because you were saying very clearly before, if somebody's living in a dorm, mm-hmm. they should not be counted in your home. So if they're going to State University and living in a dorm, don't count them. If they're studying in Oxford, well, yeah, maybe. A little fudge factor there.
Well,
they're going to be needing services.
Services. Or,
right.
Right.
Also, we've been contacted by some Caribbean listeners, Caribbean Americans, who say they're not happy with the choices for race because there's black, African-American, or Negro for that category. And putting aside the whole discussion of the word Negro and why that was included, they say, well, we're Caribbean. We don't really consider ourselves African-American.
I do empathize with them. I'm also Caribbean American. So, yes, and this question has been raised already before. This is one of the questions that go before our advisory groups and Congress. And in order to make these changes, it's got to get before our groups in a timely manner so that it can be considered and reviewed. However, at this point in time, the option is black, African American, or Negro. And also, do you have the option of writing in some other race?
Yes, and black should cover
and black
Caribbean
should cover.
Americans.
In some respects, because you know there might be some other ethnicities in there, Indo, from the Indian ethnicity and that kind of thing. So you know, again, you have the option of writing in some other race.
Last thing, I heard there is a backdoor way for gay couples to get counted as gay couples using this form, even if it doesn't ask that question explicitly. Do you know what that is?
I'm sorry, that I'm not aware of.
Okay, we're gonna have, because this is hardly our last census conversation, so we're going to get another guest on another day, maybe from the gay community, who can explain what that methodology is. Because apparently people say there's a way that the census will be able to glean gay, unmarried, domestic partners, and we will, or even gay marrieds, and we will be able to count them in that way, but we'll have to figure out on another day what that is. Allison Cenac from the U.S. Census Bureau, this has been very informative. And, you know, we could have gone on for like 6 days and not run out of calls.
That's great.
So why don't you tell people the phone number or the website where they can get in touch to ask more questions that they have.
Okay. Definitely you want to check www.census2010.gov. We are going to be having up there sometime later on today, if it's not there already, information on QAC sites if you need help with filling out your questionnaire. If you did not receive a form and you want to get one, you can pick a form up from our Be Counted sites, and you can get that information by going to our website, www.census2010.gov.
And listeners, later in the hour, we're going to return to the census and start taking your nominations for an 11th question. What one additional question would you ask all Americans? You can answer it online right now. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. For all the fun on our 10 Questions That Count Census Project website, we have a brand new video up of me and another census official having a conversation in front of the gigantic inflatable census form that they have at Foley Square today. It was one small step for man, one giant census form for mankind. We also have our brand new 10 Questions That Count quiz. So test your knowledge of the census and the U.S. population. You can do all that at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show for our 10 Questions That Count Census Project website. Allison, thanks again for your help.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we'll get an update on the health reform endgame.